अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति सुपदं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न मां चरणन्ति ते। टुडे आई वांटेड टू टेक रेस्ट बट आई कुड नॉट take rest. My rest is to meet you all. So I think that I am in rest now within your association. In New Mayapur, I started to explain Brihad Bhagavat Amritam. This book is written by Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, not written, but he saw Samadhi, in his Samadhi, this book. These facts of Brihad Bhagavatam. And for us, he wrote in that book. So this is not a book, but established truth. I think this book is background of all the books of Rupa Goswami's, Jiva Goswami, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidya Goswami, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they have written. So I wanted to explain this book. Any devotee who wants to be advanced devotee, perfect devotee, they will have to go through this book and to adopt all the truths and explanations of bhakti he has given. Otherwise they cannot properly honor to the devotees according to their stage, kanishta, madhyam, madhyam, kanishta, madhyam, 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 uttam, uttam, kanishta, uttam, madhyam, uttam, uttam, sarva uttam, sarva gushya uttamam. We cannot. So, from beginning and to the last stage of bhakti, that is Mahabhava. More than that, in gopis, especially in Srimati Radhika, so he has done it. But we should know that the platform of bhakti, which Rupa Goswami saw in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, by this especially slope, Anna Vilasita Sunyam Gyan Karma Adhanabhritam Anukullena Krishna Anusayanam Bhakti Ruttama. This is the basis of all the bhaktis. Anywhere in epics, Vedas, even in Srimad Bhagavatam or any Puran, the paribhasha, definition of bhakti was not given as thoroughly Rupa Goswami has given it from the heart of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise it was not possible. Sarupa Damodar told, Rupa Goswami has given this, what? Paribhasha? Definitions. Like Srimad Bhagavatam has given definition of Bhagavan. Ete chansa kala punsa krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. These are established truths. So, for bhakti, this sloka is so essential to know. If you are not entering in this sloka, it is very difficult to know what is uttama bhakti. Only chanting and remember worldly things, having so much lust, anger and sad urmi, that is love, love, mad, moha, mastery and all this. And chanting, sometimes not chanting, sometimes some offering, but not by mantra anything like doing. Sometimes making some rooms, sometimes making garden, sometimes serving some cows. We will think that, oh, this is the best bhakti. And by this we will have praja bhakti and praja prema. But this is not fact. So we should know all these things. I want that I should help all the devotees by the clear vision of this giving in all hearts. I don't want anything. No money, no worldly things. Nothing. I want to make your heart advance in bhakti. Swamiji was trying to give these seeds of bhakti creeper in all hearts. But unfortunately he left this planet. So I want that these plants who has come and some leaves have also come and those who have not been planted any bhakti creeper seed also new to them. In their heart should be given. So I want only this. So I want your helps, like Prabhu, what name? Hayeshwar Prabhu, qualified Navadip Prabhu, Shyam Rani, Govinda Prabhu, so many are. If Swamiji was alone and his if Parikars were not there, Parikars means associates. Alone he couldn't do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with thousands of devotees. Even Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta came, more than thousands of pure devotees, brahmachari, in the shape of brahmacharis and sannyasi with him. And they preached whole India. And after that, you are seeing that in whole world. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told that only one gardener cannot do. The tree of bhakti is full of so sweet fruits. Alone, the gardener, how he can take all and distribute in whole world? So, lakhs and lakhs distributors should be there. That is, Nityananda Prabhu is wholesale dealer of that fruits. Sarupa Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and all are some little, but also very strong and बड़े बड़े डीलर हैं, अनाउंस डीलर्स, In their guidance, Rupa Sanatana Chau Goswami and Six Goswamis and all. In their guidance, lakhs and lakhs. One of the distributors was also Swamiji. The hand of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami came here and distributed forward this fruit. So, I want that all devotees should be given help to increase their heart. They should come out from lust, anger, and all other things. From Arop Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, they should grow more. And they should come in Sarup Siddha Bhakti. That is the meaning of this shloka. Anya Bhilashita Sanyam Gyan Karma Adhyanabhritam Anukulina Krishna Ram Sinanam Bhakti Ruttama. I request Navdeep Prabhu to explain something for this shloka. You should come. Then you can understand Brihat Bhagavatamrita. That I will explain from tomorrow to hear very carefully.
Briefly, whatever I have heard from Srimad Gurudev concerning the conclusions of this verse. So, Srimad Gurudev was explaining this verse is the Paripasa Sutra from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This means the definitive verse of the book. And the rest of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is simply to explain this verse or elaborate on this verse. But this is giving the essence from which we can expand the understanding of Uttam Bhakti into understanding what is Bhakti Ras, which is the very subject matter of the book. So each and every word of this shloka has very deep meaning. Very significant. And Srila Gurudev has given an elaborate description of this in his book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. I think that many of you may have read this by now. So we'll try to summarize a few of these points. So, Krishna Anushilanam. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has given a very nice commentary on this verse, and he's explained the significance of this word anushilanam. Anushilanam means constant study, practice, or cultivation. The prefix anu means repeated over and over again, and it also implies following. So that practice of bhakti should be done repeatedly, and it should be done following under the guidance of self-realized and learned guru and Vaishnavas. And he has explained there also that in order to understand the meaning of anushilanam in its broader context, that in Sanskrit there are dhatus. Dhatus are verbal roots. And a verbal roots just the very, usually it's just three letters. Sometimes longer, but oftentimes just two or three letters. And those verbal roots may be expanded into so many meanings, unlimited meanings. But what meaning is indicated exactly will be understood when the dhatu is conjugated, or when the verbal root is conjugated. Then the meanings that are contained within the verbal root will become manifest. So he explains that within the verbal root there are two things. There is cheshta, which means action, and bhav, which means feeling or mood. So, in terms of bhakti, this indicates two things. That, first of all, there are endeavors. Anushilanam indicates cultivation of activity. So there are endeavors which come out of the, or which are described as bhakti. And these endeavors are performed through the by a medium of the senses. And one may question how it is that the senses can contact bhakti, or how the senses can contact the holy name. Because it is said, Ataha Sri Krishna Namati, Bhagavat Gaya Nindriye, Sevan Mukhi Jiva Dao, Svayam Eva Sporatyada. That Krishna's transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes, one cannot grasp them with the material senses. Because bhakti is a transcendental phenomena. It is a manifestation of the Lord's Surup Shakti. So how can it come in the material senses? So he says, Sevan Mukhi Jivadao. When the senses, beginning with the tongue, become inclined to service, then Swayam Eva Spuratyada. Bhakti automatically manifests there on the senses. So when one takes shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master and begins to engage in the practices of bhakti under his direction, then bhakti, which has its own will, agrees to manifest there on our senses and gradually transforms the mind and the senses, just as an iron rod which is placed in fire gradually becomes of the nature of fire. So similarly, the senses, the mind, the intelligence, the heart, everything gradually becomes tadatma, becomes one in nature with that bhakti. So this is chishta, activities performed through the by medium of the senses. And that chishta rupa has two aspects. One, our karanarup and sadhirup. Karanarup means the cause. So when we perform activities in the stage of sadhana, that is known as karanarup. It means that those activities are directed towards the manifestation of bhava within the heart. And when that bhava actually manifests, then we still perform activities. We still chant the holy name. We still meditate on the Lord's pastimes, worship the deity, perform so many activities. But those activities at that stage, they will no longer be considered as part of sadhana. They will be considered as part and parcel of that bhava, which is manifested in the heart. Therefore, they are known as sadhiru, or that which is obtained through practice of sadhana. So these are all considered as part of cheshtarup, under the category of Krishna Anushilam. And bhavarup,
cheshtarup, more clear.
So cheshtarup also has two aspects, known as pravrityatmak and nivrityatmak.
Yes.
The pravrityatmak means positive activities, beginning with Guru Padashraya. Guru Goswami has outlined 64 angas of bhakti in Bhakti Rasamrita.
Cheshtarup means, first you should explain that. In divorce, done by body, mind, and speech. No? This is pravrityatmak. Nivrityatmak, not to do any offense. By all three things. Pravrityatmak, nivrityatmak. And then bhav. What is bhav? Bhav indicates rati, prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, anubhav, and all these things. They are after sadhana deva.
So Srila Gurudev is explaining that this cheshtarup has two divisions, pravrityatmak and vidyatmak. Activities performed with the body, mind, and words. So the first 10 items in Guru Goswami's list of 64 angas, he says, Guru Padashraya, Guru Padashraya Svatara, Krishna Dikshati Shikshanam, Vishram Bena Guru Seva, Sarubhatmanavatmanam. So these are the first four. First begins with 10, and these are all activities which we should do. Therefore, they are said to be
Purvayatma. Though it appears that they have no connection with Krishna, but they are for Krishna. Without this, anyone cannot enter in the service of Krishna. So these are also bhakti. This is also anukul chesta. If we will not take the ashraya of Guru Padma, we cannot know anything. So it seems that here is abhyakti of abhyakti in 10 anga, but not. All in all 10 it is bhakti. No abhyakti. Bhakti is there. And also in bhav, rati sneha man pranay, it seems that it is abhyakti there, but not. Also, bhakti is there. Because they are bhav, vibhav, sattvic, vyabhichari. All are related to Krishna. So in them also it is bhakti.
So
you should make clear.
He's explaining these terms, avyapti and vyapti. So, the term avyapti indicates something which would be outside of the definition of bhakti. Rupa Goswami is defining bhakti, Krishna anushilanam, activities performed for the satisfaction of Krishna, directed towards Krishna. So, the question may come, then how is Guru Padasrayam service to Krishna? Because it seems to be...
Guru is not Krishna.
Guru is not Krishna.
So
how is this service to Krishna? How is it Krishna Anushilam? But as we were explaining in the beginning, that how do we begin bhakti if bhakti is the transcendental potency of the Lord and is not produced by anything material, and in the beginning our senses are material. So how can we even begin bhakti? So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he has examined this very question in his Madhurya Kadambini, which is actually like a commentary on the verse Adau Sharada Tatas Adu Sangha Tato Bhajana Kriya, etc. And he has explained that Bhaktya Sanjataya Bhaktya, that the bhakti which is situated in the heart of Krishna's unalloyed devotees, that is the cause of bhakti being manifested in the hearts of others. So, unless we first connect with someone who has bhakti in his heart, unless we connect with a bhava bhakta, then we cannot even get linked up. It's like if you want to get power, you have to be linked up with the powerhouse. So, we cannot, otherwise our activities of sadhana, of chanting, etc., if they're not linked up with someone that has bhakti, then they will simply be material. They will be directed towards something else, karma or jnana, etc. So therefore, Rupa Goswami has said, Guru Padashrayam, this is the very first principle. And also, at the end of his list of 64 angas of bhakti, he says, Yavanti bhagavad bhakter angani katitaniya parayastavanti tad bhakta bhakter pi buddhavidu. He says that practically all of these angas, which I have just described, they may also be performed in relationship to Krishna's devotee. So, all of these angas which he describes, hearing, chanting, remembering, they can also be done in relationship to Guru, and that will also be considered as bhakti. So, therefore these first 10 angas, which are in relationship to Guru, they are also within the definition of bhakti, not outside of the definition of bhakti.
Like Tulsi. Tulsi is not Krishna. But it is essential, it is the part of bhakti. We should worship Tulsi. Why? Without Tulsi worshipping, we cannot have the mercy of Vrinda. And without Vrinda, we cannot enter in pure devotion. So it is also essential. So, 64 kinds of bhaktis, all are bhakti.
So, Srila Gurudev was also explaining that bhav, we were explaining two things, cheshta and bhav. So, This bhav also has two divisions. One is premru and the other is sanchari bhavru. So the premru has two divisions also, bhavankururu, which means the sprouts of prem, which refers to bhav. And premru refers to the development of prem through the various stages of sneha, man, pranaya, rak, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. Prem is developed through all these different stages. And sanchari bhavru refers to the various internal spiritual emotions, 33 internal spiritual emotions, which are like waves that rise up from the sthayi bhav, the permanent and prominent emotion of the heart, in one of the five relationships with Krishna. So they rise up like various waves and enhance the sthayi bhav, and then again they merge back into the sthayi bhav. Just like, for example, Mother Yashoda. She has parental affection for Krishna.
First thing. Here it has been told that a bhakti is weeping. No? He is doing uar and weeping. He is trembling. Hairs are standing. And he becomes faint. How this is bhakti? How it will be bhakti? Because he realizes Krishna here. And then he becomes like this. So all sanchari bhav are also uttama bhakti. Understand what I want to tell? If anyone is weeping, but not taking the name of Krishna, but weeping. Any bhakts, nainam galadashru dharaya, badanam gadagada ruddhaya gira. How it is bhakti? Uttama bhakti? Because due to the name, from the remembrance of Krishna, this situation has come. So sanchari bhav are also uttama bhakti. So all kinds, sanchari, vyabhichari, all are like this. A bhakti is going chanting, remembering. After some time he became full, stopped, doing nothing. Tushrim.
Only
silence. And after that he was crying bitterly. All general people will think that he is madman. Why he is doing so nonsense? But it is actually uttama bhakti, more than uttama. Because some impressions have come in his heart due to the remember some of the past times, and he has begun. Evam pratasra priyanam kritya jatanurag yato chitta uchai hasatta thorodati rauti unmadayat gant loka bhajya. He is laughing like Nityananda Prabhu and going on the bank of river and telling little girls, "Oh, will you marry me? I want to marry you." Oh, this is bhakti? He has become sometimes laughing and taking the neck of tears, cows, and weeping bitterly. And where there is bhakti? Oh, without bhakti it cannot be. So all the symptoms, bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sati, vyabhichari, all are uttama bhakti symptoms. Sometimes outer symptoms in the world. So all are uttama bhakti. And to make more explain, he is now going to give the example of Yashoda Devi and Charuna and Mushti. Why he wants to give these examples of Yashoda Devi and Charuna Mushti?
You
only for Anukullena, this word. To explain Anukullena. And what is the meaning of Anukulla? He is gone.
So,
make it clear.
Okay.
Internally, not outward. He was not playing a role of
drama.
Actually, he was breathing. And he was in. This is Madhur Prakash. Understand one thing. Vishwanath Saraswati Thakur is telling, the mood of Rupa Goswami is so deep. Why he has kept this word Anukullena? Ankul has two meanings. One, it should be ruchikar to Krishna. It should be living. Someone tells that this is the meaning of Anukullena. But our all activities should be to please Krishna. But in this meaning there is some lackage. But it may come up vyapti and ativyapti. Vyapti, ativyapti and avyapti means definition will not be complete. If we are telling that the activities of any devotees or anyone to please Krishna, that Krishna is happy by that activity, then this lacking will come, that Charun and Mustik are fighting, but their mood is that they should kill Krishna. To kill Krishna and to do any harm to Krishna, it is not bhakti. It is pratikul bhav. Unfavorable. Any activity should not be unfavorable to Krishna. This is main meaning of this anukulya. It should be no unfavorable. This meaning. So anukulya means not only the activities in devotees, their mood should be that it should be favorable to Krishna. For only this meaning, Anukullena word has been used. Not that ruchikar. This means that. So, if anything ruchikar to Krishna, pleasing to Krishna, then Charna Mustik were fighting and Krishna was so much pleased by doing so. Come on, like this. And he was testing Veer Rush. Veer Rush means?
Here was
it. So, but it is not bhakti because they wanted to kill Krishna, though Krishna was pleased. In other hand, avyapti dosh, Yashoda was not giving milk. He kept Krishna. Oh, sit down here. And Krishna was helpless. Having power of lakhs and lakhs. On a supreme personality, supreme power. But at that time he was helpless. Only Yashoda took one by one hand. Oh, sit down here. Putana cannot do, could not do. Having so many elephants' power. But Yashoda, how Yashoda city. And Krishna was helpless, and he said, but he became angry. So it was not pleasing to Krishna what Yashoda was doing. But yet it is bhakti. Why? Yashoda wanted to serve Krishna, to please forever. He will do makkhan, he will give warm milk to Krishna, he will make so many sweets by that. But Krishna is very, very little intelligence. He has no intelligence. And that is why he is weeping. So his mind and mood was too very favorable. But Charanamurti moods were unfavorable. So the meaning of anukulyan, only it will be taken. What taken? It should be favorable to Krishna, not against. It may be that it is not pleasing to Krishna, but it is for Krishna. So it is. Like once Krishna was playing and making dirty his clothes. Just so that one came. What you are doing? Wicked person, wicked boy. And he gave a slap here. And he did this. Krishna made the doom, wah, wah. Here, this is favorable for Krishna in the heart of Yashoda this mood. And he is playing with Charanamushti, but they are not favorable. They are unfavorable. So this is not bhakti. If Krishna is laughing, Krishna is smiling, wrestling with Charanamushti. And with Yashoda he is crying. And he is angry, but yet it is favorable. So it is bhakti. So the meaning of anukulyan would be that it should be favorable, not. But one thing is also, why he has given anusilanam bhakti uttama? Why? Let him say. No. Yes, sir. Why? Even he has given anukulena. But why he gave anusilanam? Because there is a pot, no? Like we tell kumbha, a jug. There is no unfavorable mood in that. So it may be called that it is uttama bhakti. Understand what I am telling. In ghat, there is no pratikulya bhav. But there is no pratikulya bhav. Not unfavorable, so it is bhakti, no. There is no activities by body, mind, and speech, and no mood. What mood? Bhav. Sneh, ruchi, prem, rati, nothing is there. So it is not. So, both words are here appropriate. If you will take one of them, then it will not be complete. So, Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti, not Uttama. When it will be Uttama? When the two Tata Selection will be, then it will be. Anya Philasita Sunyam at next Gyan Karma. So you should define Anya Philasita. What is Anya Philasita? Listen. Otherwise you cannot understand. What is the difference between Anya Philasita and Anya Philasita? A man cannot be without Anya Philasita. Never. Otherwise he will die. There is if no Abhilash. But for worldly desire, accepting to please Krishna, any desire, if there is, that, for example, I want to have a very big wealth. I want to marry a very beautiful lady or young person. I want to have a very big and very useful room for me. I want a car, very or anything. These are very opposite for bhakti. So any desire accepting to please Krishna or to advance in bhakti, accepting this, we should try to give up all kinds of desires. So if any desire is there, then no bhakti, then bhakti abhas it or pratibhimbit it. Like, we want to serve, we want to have so much wealth. If Krishna is pleases, then easily it can come. So, oh Krishna, I am doing kirtan. Oh Krishna, hey Krishna, karuna sindho, dina bandho jagatpate. Oh Krishna, give me wealth. So to this pleasing of Krishna is not bhakti. Even not abhas. So we should try to give up all the worldly desires. You should, all devotees, if they want to advance in bhakti, they should try to realize this fact. If anything is there, then very bad. But he is telling, in special cases, like Duryodhana and Dushasana dragged Draupadi in the council of Dhritarashtra. And they wanted to make naked her. And they wanted that naked Draupadi should sit in the lap of Duryodhana. And at that time when they were dragging and taking his clothes, Draupadi told, oh Krishna, save me, save me. I am helpless. You are only my help. But this was in a special case. When he was not in his natural position. So any person, any devotee, when there is a doubt of his death or any bad thing, his natural position is changed and unnatural things. At that time, if any he desires anything, then it is not harmful for bhakti. But if you are in sense, in natural position, and if you want any, a home, I want a home that in that home I will worship Krishna. No. Why? Rupa Sanatana has worshipped in trees, here and there, begging also. We can do everything. What Krishna has given, we should be satisfied and try to do bhakti to Krishna. So, if in unnatural position, if anyone does it, then no harm. But in natural position, if he wants anything, oh Krishna, my any enemy is coming, I want to kill him, so help me. This is not harm. You want to marry? This is not harm. What you are, if you are married, you should go on doing it. It is okay. But why new marriage you want if you are knowing all these things and going in devotion? Why new things? If you are desiring them, it is against bhakti. What is there? Like Pandavas were married, no harm. They were family men, they are doing. Sukadeva Goswami, if Sukadeva Goswami wanted to marry again, then it was against bhakti. Then why Nityananda Prabhu did? Because he was Baldev. Revati came and he did. So we should not follow him. We cannot follow Krishna. So there are so many things to know, all these things. So any desire should not be worldly desire. And don't tell Krishna, oh Krishna, give me a horse. I'm so tired. Dilade ghodi, dilade ghodi ra. Any devotee was praying like this, oh Krishna, give me a horse. Because I am tired. At once a female horse came and he rode over that and began to, oh, Krishna is so merciful, he has given. But in the west he gave a baby and he came out of that horse. But the baby horse was not strong enough to walk so much. He had to take it on his own shoulder. He took it on his own shoulder, and began to carry it. Oh, Krishna, I have not told, prayed you that give that baby horse. I wanted only horse, but you have given off. It is better for me. So don't pray Krishna for anything. Otherwise, you will pray and Krishna will operate very good. He knows, he is a very good operation man. So don't do it. Then, so there are so many things to know. If for preaching, sometimes, only to preach, we do this fire sacrifice for our father and give some pind in India. So if we have no interest in that, for Varnasham Dharma to create, establish, we can sometimes accept this. So here is not against bhakti. But if we have some sadhana and honor for that, if you are not doing all these activities, it will be very harmful because it has been written in Purans and Smritis. Then it will cover bhakti. If we are not taking gyan, then it will be nonsense for us. So we should follow karma and gyan. Then these activities are covering bhakti. But gyan has three divisions. Tatpadat gyan, Tvangpadat gyan, and Jeev and Brahma Aikyavad these. So only Brahma Aikyavad should be given up. Not Tvangpadat gyan and Tatpadat. Tatmatma Krishna is Supreme Personality of Krishna, Godhead. He is Sarva Adi, Sarva Karan Karanam. This Tatpadath Gyan, it should remain there. Also, Tvangpadath, we are eternal servant of Krishna, part and persons of Krishna. This should be there. But that third thing, that we are same as Brahma. And after liberation, we will be mixed in Brahma. This is very dangerous. So, here, Gyan Karma, Gyan means this. It should be avoided. But two gyan should be taken. And karma, which are helpful for bhakti, like daily go to garden and collect so beautiful tulsi and flowers. It is also a karma, but it is for Krishna, so it is bhakti. But going to market, going to field and taking some flowers, fruits, vegetables for me, for us, then it is karma. So we should not do karma like this and gyan like this. Gyan and karma should be subordinate to bhakti. If they are subordinate, then they are called bhakti. So we should think all these things and do bhakti. Otherwise we will see that which is not bhakti, we will think that, oh, it is bhakti. And that is why now all devotees are falling down, not entering deep bhakti. Only collecting money is bhakti, because a plan is going on. And money is so much needed. This is, if a bona fide guru is there, then it is okay. And if the bona fide guru or Vaishnava is not there, then it will be for peril and for so many problems. We see in Dwarka, hundreds and thousands of temples are in Shi. The house of Krishna is there, but in Shi, we have gone to Ayodhya. All are broken state. In Krishna, Janmasthali, you have seen? Only the bricks are there, so high, like mountain hill. At the time of Krishna, how beautiful it was. Where there are? So we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness here. Love and affection for Krishna. For this I want to explain Gaur Premanande.